One of the Winter Olympic events that always seems to raise eyebrows is the sport of curling. It's not especially well understood in this country. In fact, it's sometimes even questioned as to whether it's really a sport. But don't say that to our next guests, Nancy Rogers and Lucas Shook. They're members of the St. Louis Curling Club, which was started by Nancy as the only means of getting back into the game when she moved here from Wisconsin. They joined me in studio. Nancy and Lucas, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with some really good news. I understand, you know, you've been having a problem, as I understand it, finding a venue to practice your sport. That's changed, Nancy.
Yes, it has. In fact, we've been working really hard, but we do have a new venue where our ice, we are establishing home ice in the city of Creve Coeur. Lucas, you want to talk about that?
Sure. So we talked to several rinks as we were looking for ice, and the city of Creve Coeur kind of worked out to be a natural fit for both us and them. So we're starting this coming Saturday and every Saturday in March and April teaching Learn to Curl classes, which last an hour.
You've been soliciting members for your organization. How has that been going?
Actually, the interest is very broad in the metro area, both east and west in the cities of St. Louis. We've been gathering at a couple of local establishments on the weekends, and we've been watching the curling games for the Olympics and garnering a lot of interest. We'll bring in a curling stone, a broom, and people just seem to have a natural attraction to the sport.
A curling stone and a broom. Now, to a lot of people, that doesn't sound like a sport, Nancy. You know, you take a lot of heat for that.
Always. They either want to talk about the curling of the arm or the curling of the hair. But this sport has a broad audience, and the beauty of the sport is that it can be performed by kids as young as 6 and people as old as 90, 92. It really requires not athletic specialty prowess, but it requires balance and flexibility. So curled with a woman 90 years old and still chugging along.
But, Lucas, it does require some athletic ability, particularly, I guess, the broomers or the sweepers. I'm not sure of the jargon myself. But
it does, yeah. You can definitely get some cardio out of the sweeping. You're sort of pressing that broom into the ice and chugging along back and forth all the way down the sheet, which is 150 feet long.
Yeah. What has been the problem in finding a venue for curling, per se? There's lots of ice around here.
There's a lot of ice, and there's a lot of hockey. And hockey is pretty established in most of the rinks and have already really filled the schedules. Even they're starting to fill up for fall. So while we are building that core group of people who want to get out there and curl, we're trying to squeeze in between the hockey leagues that have already established themselves at the rinks.
And Lucas, that's expensive, taking over that ice, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah, it's pretty pricey.
Give me some idea of what it would cost if you were to use some of that ice.
So most rinks charge by the hour. It's typically in the couple to few hundred dollars an hour range.
In season, it'll run $250 to $300 an hour. Off season, it'll run closer to $200 an hour. But an average curling game is 2 hours.
And involving how many players?
8 players. So 4 people per team. And, you know, that takes a little bit of
sure.
cash.
It's more expensive than golf, the kind of courses I play in particular.
That is when you're playing with 8 people. But the beauty about getting home ice and getting our schedule established is we can take a standard hockey rink and set as many as 8 sheets of ice. So now we're talking 32 people playing at a given time for those 2 hours. So we can make it a very affordable sport.
Where did all of this get started, Lucas?
The sport of curling started in Scotland a long time ago, several hundred years ago. And it's just continued since then and really progressed. Originally, curlers used corn brooms like you would use in your kitchen and sort of flicked that across the ice to smooth it and clear away debris. Then brooms sort of evolved into hog hair style brooms. And what we use today are sort of a nylon pad that are probably the most efficient out of all of those styles.
So where do you buy this equipment, Nancy? You go to Sports Authority and say, give me...
That would be no.
That's what I thought.
But there are several curling supply houses. And actually, the beauty of now that we have established ice, a person coming into one of our Learn to Curls doesn't really have to walk in the door with any equipment because really the club provides that. The stones, which weigh about 42 pounds each, and we need 16 of those to play one game for eight people, run around $600 to $700 a piece brand new. So the club has already purchased those stones. We also have club brooms and what we call sliders that help help delivery on the ice, and those are all available when you come into the club for Learn to Curl.
Is there any other equipment that's necessary, any particular kind of uniform?
Not a one. In fact, if you watched the Olympic curling, you would have seen the Norwegian men's team wearing quite a colorful garb, and that's often the case. It's just fun, relaxed. We ask people to come wearing layers of clothes and athletic shoes for the ice.
That's actually a good thing that they wore these outrageously colorful costumes there, because it really drew more attention to the game, which is so important for you, Lucas.
That's right.
Yeah. And it has helped, obviously, if you've
Absolutely.
Gotten some. If there are a lot of things that that people don't know about curling. What are some of the things that you would want them to be aware of as they generate more interest in the game?
One, it's very strategic, and it's very much chess on ice. You're constantly making new decisions about the next two, three steps ahead based on what just took place in a given play. So it's very mentally active. As I said earlier, many ages can play at the sport, so it's a very good family outing.
I'd add that it's fun. I mean, it's really
very much so.
Right. Yeah. It's competitive, and people hate to lose. But even if you lose, you enjoy your own team. You enjoy your own your competitors. As you're sweeping on the ice, there's time for chit chat with your team and the other team as well. So it's very social and fun.
And it's not it's very much a team sport. You cannot have a single superstar like a Michael Jordan to make the team work. It's everybody works interactively and communicates.
You're looking for more members, and you want to get some games together. What can folks do, Nancy, if they want to become involved with your organization?
Very easy. All they have to do is go to Facebook / stlcurlingclub.com, and we'll be posting the dates and times. And from there, they'll be able to link up with the Creve Coeur Ice Rink, who will be handling registration for our Learn to Curls coming up in the next 2 months.
Out in Creve Coeur, why do you think they came around when so few others were able to do so?
I think it's a smaller rink. It's a more neighborhood-oriented rink. Some of the other rinks, they're just so full of a lot of teams, a lot of high schools that are playing, and then the competitive rounds that go on associated with that. So,
we'll put the information about how folks can contact you on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Congratulations on having this new venue, and we broke the news right here on St. Louis on the air.
That's
right.
And
we welcome you all to come join us.
Thank you so much, Nancy Rogers and Lucas Shook, for being with us, and good luck with your sport.
Thanks
curling.
So much.
Thank you.
Up next, Casey Nolan, just back from the Sochi Olympics. This is St. Louis on the air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.